From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Bangkok today, President Bush once again called on North Korea to end its nuclear weapons program. He urged the other five nations taking part in stalled negotiations with North Korea to resume talks as soon as possible. North Korea didn't respond directly, but it did test fire a missile in what South Korean officials said appeared to be part of military exercises.
While security is dominating the agenda at this year's Asia-Pacific summit, the gathering normally focuses on economic issues. And in fact, the Bush administration is pushing its Asian trading partners, especially China, to help slow the hemorrhage of American manufacturing jobs. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Congress is growing restive. In the past 3 years, about 16% of America's manufacturing jobs, 2.7 million of them, have vanished. And many lawmakers say the lopsided trading relationship with China is one reason why.
This year, the trade deficit with China alone is going to be a record-breaking $120 billion, and that number is projected to increase, to go up year after year after year.
Vermont independent Bernie Sanders says this shouldn't surprise anyone.
With educated, hardworking Chinese workers available at 50 cents an hour or less, why wouldn't American multinationals shut down their plants in this country and move to China?
On top of that, many lawmakers say China is undercutting competitors by manipulating its currency. China pegs its currency, the yuan, to the dollar rather than allowing it to float freely. The National Association of Manufacturers says it's undervalued by 40%. Frank Vargo is the association's vice president for international trade.
We talk with our members. A company after company says, you know, I've lost my customer. My customer says, I'm now buying from China. You can see the protectionist sentiment growing in the United States rapidly already. But you haven't seen anything yet.
A growing number of lawmakers from both parties say China must allow its currency to appreciate or face retaliation. Some senators are pushing a bill that would slap a 27% tariff on Chinese imports. The Bush administration has been leaning on China as well. Today, Secretary of State Colin Powell insisted the U.S. would keep up the pressure. Yesterday, President Bush and Chinese President Hu Jintao agreed to set up an expert group to study the currency issue. But the Chinese president told President Bush he was wary of moving too fast. And many experts believe it could be years before China feels ready to let its currency float. Nick Lardy, a China expert at the Institute for International Economics, says one big problem is China's rickety banking system.
The Chinese banking system is, on international accounting standards, massively insolvent. And I underline the word massively.
Lardy says it's Chinese savers who are keeping these banks afloat because there's practically no place else for them to put their money.
The money just keeps pouring into those few state-owned banks, month after month, quarter after quarter. And no matter how bad the lending decisions are, they can keep carrying on.
Lardy says freeing the yuan would allow the Chinese to take their money elsewhere. The banks could collapse and take the economy with them. China's government has other reasons for not wanting to upset the apple cart. One is unemployment. It's a potentially explosive problem, even with the economy growing at a rate of 10% per year. So the government is loath to do anything that could dampen exports and threaten jobs. It's not clear how many American jobs a different exchange rate would save. Economists say China's main attraction is its virtually inexhaustible supply of cheap labor, not its undervalued currency. But U.S. policymakers can do nothing about that. And since just about everyone agrees the yuan is overvalued and American jobs are disappearing, the pressure to do something about it is unlikely to go away. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.